USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The black nationalist accused of driving through a parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, will go to trial. Daryl Brooks Jr. appearing in a court where a judge found probable cause to send him to trial. Brooks facing over 75 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. He'll spend the rest of his life in prison if he's convicted of any homicide charges. A snowstorm is already impacting parts of the country. Snow falling in cities like Minneapolis as the system moves through the region. Parts of South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois are under a winter storm warning, as some areas could see up to a foot of snow. That storm on Saturday expected to bring snow and freezing rain to Georgia and the Carolinas. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Improvements to the nation's bridges are on the agenda under a program made possible by President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law. Speaking in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Friday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg touts how the bridge program formula will improve the nation.
Now, with the size and the scale of the bridge program that we're launching today, we're going to be able to fix off-system and on-system bridges in rural, urban, suburban, and tribal areas alike. And that's going to make life better for people across the country by the millions. We're going to improve the condition of our bridges. It's going to give peace of mind to everyone on our roads, as well as those who are being driven.
Americans set a new record for shopping over the holiday season. The National Retail Federation saying holiday sales in the United States totaled $886.7 billion. The increase was particularly notable in November and December. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Starting this weekend, cruise lines will no longer have to follow CDC guidelines. The CDC's order was announced in October of 2020 to establish the safe resumption of cruising with protocols to stop the spread of COVID-19. The CDC saying the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is very contagious, although people are not dying from it like previous variants. Heather McDonald is a fellow at the Manhattan Institute. She tells Fox News the media is playing a role in keeping people in constant fear of COVID-19.
The media has perfected a set of strategies to keep people terrified over the last couple months, and they're working marvelously. Strategy number one, flog the case count. If all you hear from the press is, cases are rising, it tells you one thing. Deaths have been a terrible disappointment, because if the media could say, deaths are rising, believe me, that's all we'd hear about. In fact, with Omicron, deaths have stayed absolutely low and they're not going anywhere. Strategy number two, create a group norm of fear. Man on the street interviews, and they're actually females, is one parade of neurotics after another. You know, a female who says, I'm so scared to even go out of my house. I've canceled all my restaurant reservations. I'm not traveling anymore. And this is social psychology to make you think, well, if everybody around me is scared, then I should be scared too.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.